Hey, Bobby, how are you? You're doing phenomenal. It's only getting better, huh? I wouldn't expect anything less. That's it, right?
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's awesome. Steve, haven't seen you in forever. Steve, how are you?
I know it's been like a couple days.
I know it feels like yesterday, right? But at the same time, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Mindy, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Super duper. Thanks for asking. And phenomenal.
Man.
Don't yell.
Ah, see, I was about to say, man, we set it up. It was all ready to go. So I'll tell you what, for all the folks that are joining us, as you can hear, we've been saying the word phenomenal a lot. I don't know if some of you saw a funny picture that was posted on Howard's Facebook. We were hanging out with the Chrismans, and one of their daughters, I can't remember which one, was taking a picture of just a funny face. And so the joke was, this is the face that Howard makes when people say something other than phenomenal when somebody's asked how they're doing. So it's a funny picture. Go in there and find it out. Do me a favor. Let's open it up for some good news. As you guys are joining us, please do me a favor, either type it in, hit unmute, totally up to you. Give us your win. What's your win for the last 7 days? Let's make sure we have something good in there to share. You can just unmute and talk to me, or you can just type it in. But let us know what is your win. Those of you that are joining us for the first time, Howard's going to join us here in just a bit. I just want to say welcome to today's call. I'm so glad you guys are on here, that you're joining us for a bit. But I'd love to hear also from you. Type it in and let us know some of your wins. So, Steve, you want to give us your win?
See, I got to spend a whole day with somebody that I admire on Thursday. And we started our level 10. We had our level 10 meeting this morning. We were only a minute overdue. A little bit of tension. We documented some stuff and it went good. And I'm phenomenal. I got my bracelet.
And you are on it, right? That's fantastic. I love it. All right. Man, that's beautiful. Who wants to go next? Give us your wins, Patrick. I see you're like dying over there, man. I know you got something good. Ever since the conference and implementing stuff, you're probably like rocking and rolling. So what you got? Talk to us.
I was actually typing it. I was just going to say that since I got back from the conference, I've implemented some new things. I've been reading the book of from Dave Anderson, I'm
Yes.
Excelling Your Excellence, and I've been waking up earlier, with intent. So I've been up before 6 every day, and I've been reading for at least an hour a night. So for me, that's a huge win. I've been stacking those wins, making my bed with intent. And it's just been making me feel a lot better. So my days have been really smooth. So a lot of wins, but just yeah, been really good.
Man, that's awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome. Yes. And I see some of y'all are typing it in, completing my employee handbooks. Melissa, great job. Richard, Oklahoma City hiring ex-cons. That's perfect. By the way, Ellen Rohr, she's done a lot for folks that are in jail that, she would jokingly say anybody else who gives a hard time. How many of you, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time in your life, you'd probably be in that same place as they are? And then everybody was like, yeah, okay, got it. So, you know what? She goes in there, she helps them out, and many of them come out and they got nowhere to go. So they could at least start a business, make a difference, change their lives, change communities. And that is just phenomenal. Sold 25,000 worth of landscaping in the last 24 hours. Joshua. Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You just change your mindset in 24 hours, you make that happen. That is fantastic. I love it. Richard finished 70 phenomenal years yesterday. Does that mean happy birthday is due? Happy birthday, Richard. Oh man, how cool. Sarah got several PRDs and position agreements done. That is awesome. And Jeff hired a new team member. Started yesterday. So far, he is fitting right in. Man, I love that. I love all that good stuff coming in. So, anybody else want to share on audio? I know everybody can keep typing it in, but I want to
Yeah,
hear from somebody else. Take it away, Greg.
San Diego, I've been maybe 4 years in this program, and I inch ahead, an inch ahead, an inch ahead, but determined to follow the program.
And well, the first thing that happened was my what I've been calling my dream team quit. And there was a bit of a an upset there, but they basically they're two experts that work together for their own good, not for the good of the company. And so now I have a clear slate to build the kind of team that we're looking for, an actual dream team. But the other thing is that the last day of January, a sale came in to die for me. It was a $90,000 sale from a loyal customer.
Hopefully not to die for, right? But
yeah, kind of.
I had to.
by dying, we attain eternal life, right? But to have a January is always our very worst month. And this one, we brought in $120,000 in sales for doing in this as we get away from this cold weather. So
that's what I'm talking about, Greg. So it seemed like it was going to be a rough month. Then right towards the end of it, 100,000 plus sale. That is just amazing, Greg. Praise God. I love that. Man, I love that. All right. Who wants to follow that up? That is fantastic. It almost starts sounding like one of those things where they sell things and see who's got more. What are those things called? I totally blanked on it. Somebody help me out out there.
Yeah, well, I go. I was extremely happy.
Go for it, Anna Maria. Tell us. Yes.
I was extremely happy to see our family again at the conference. It was great to have you all here in our town, Orlando. Looking forward to continue working in launching that Hispanic initiative. I believe this will be a more appropriate niche, the one that we discussed. And we also, on January, surpassed our sales than we were expecting. So thank you so much for that.
Man, praise God. That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. Now, those of you that were not at the conference, you guys got to give us something good. So, David, I'm looking at you, man. Yeah, I saw that smile right there. Oh, perfect timing. You had just typed it in. That was fantastic, David. So, you're sharing the numbers with the team, building engagement with the team. Man, that is phenomenal, dude. I love that. The fact that you're getting the team on board, everybody recognizing the numbers, what they're all about, and what the bottom line means, and what it at the end of the day means for them too. That is awesome. Man. All right. And I saw Benjamin type one in during the conference. Brian Tracy showed the book goals. Got it. I read once and we'll reread again and again. So you read the whole book already. That is beautiful, man. and you're showing it right there. Yes, you did read it, man. I love it. All right. Well, without further ado, we got Howard in the house. Howard, take it away. Lead us, guide us.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing today? Okay. Yes, every week our coaching community gathers here on Tuesday morning live to learn the proven systems of a phenomenal business. And one of those systems is building a phenomenal dream team. And so I'm sticking that into a series that we're in today. And I need to go ahead and get started. So I want to welcome those of you who are members. And we've got guests on today, so make them feel welcome. In fact, while we are talking today, while I'm sharing, type in your inner circle testimonial so that we can encourage those who are not members with us yet. Just share where you were and where you're at now, okay? Where you were, where you are now, based on being in this coaching community, all right? So, again, I have a lot to share, so I'm going to go ahead and share my slides here. Let's see. I think this is the one. By the way, give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Talk about a phenomenal dream team. This man is not only like the perfect model team member and human being, but he is also responsible for helping us build this phenomenal dream team that we have. So give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Yes. Okay. We are in a series right now, and it's called FTI, the whole reason that we're here in a coaching platform and a coaching community is because the number one reason people don't reach their biggest dreams and goals, the number one reason that small business owners, small businesses don't grow, the number one reason that we don't excel is because small business owners fail to implement. Team members fail to implement. How many of you would agree by a show of hands, and you can practice that digital hand if you want? How many of you would agree that if you could just get everything that you already know to do, that you know already know how to do, you get that done, you'd be more successful. All those things. How many of you would agree that if your team members were able to get all the things done that they already know to do, that you'd be more successful? Yes. So we call that failure to implement. And I am in, this is the fifth week of our sessions on our class, our series on failure to implement the 10 principles of phenomenal performance for success in business and in life. And so I want to just do a quick review before we jump into today's subject. And that is that, first of all, it starts with a question. Why do we not implement? We don't implement because we don't have a vision. We don't implement because we don't have desire. Mr. Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill, anybody who's anybody says that the secret ingredient of success is desire. Desire comes from a vision. And we don't have a good vision, or we don't pursue that vision. We don't do the things that we need to do to reach that vision because of limiting belief systems. 90% of your beliefs are not taught, they're caught. 90% of your beliefs are hidden. It's like an iceberg. You only see the top part. But the fact is that you know what you believe by what you do. So that's the next question is, what do you believe? Because the fact is that human beings do what human beings believe. You got to be before you can do. You got to do before you can have. If you want to have a different business, then you want to have a different life, you got to do things differently. But in order to consistently do things differently, you have to become a different person. You have to live by principles, positive principles. Sadia, if you can help me, somebody's drawing on my screen.
Yes.
I don't know how that's happening, but anyway. If it's Gigi or Eli, just that's okay. Let them just do it. Those are my grandkids, for those that don't know me. It's not, they're not on there doing that. But anyway, how many of you have noticed that people who have a high level of belief in anything, whatever, regardless of what it is, that their performance is intensified? Like when you know that you're going to win, when you know that you got this, because you believe in certain principles, that you're going to live with a level of intensity. And because of that, you're going to perform. We got to perform in order to win. Our team has to perform in order for us to win. So adopting positive principles intensifies phenomenal performance. What do you believe? Just look at what you do or don't do. Now, is there some how involved? Sure. Is there some strategies involved and some skills involved? Yes. Do you have to train and do you have to learn some things? Yes. But we already agreed that if you just did all that, if you did all that you already know to do, and your team did all that they already know to do, you would be more successful. In other words, it's all about performance. And that's why we're going through the 10 principles of phenomenal performance. The first one is what we call the potential principle, which says understanding your potential impacts phenomenal performance. The question is, Who do you think you are? Oh, I could never have a big business like that. Oh, I can't find good people. Oh, that's not me. Ooh, listen, every single person on planet Earth has a certain level of stinking thinking, as Mr. Zig Ziglar says. We need to check up from the neck up. And if you actually knew your potential, it would scare you to death. Mr. John Maxwell talks about the leadership lid, right? We all have a leadership lid. Oh, I could never do what so-and-so does. Listen, what one man can do, another can do. What one woman can do, another can do. By the way, Mr. Ziglar also said, you cannot consistently perform inconsistent with how you see yourself. You cannot consistently perform inconsistent with how you see yourself. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. So we have to work on our belief systems. One of the reasons that we're here, one of the reasons that we have the Howard Partridge Inner Circle, one of the reasons that we do coaching is because through coaching, our beliefs expand. How many of you would say by a show of hands or digital hands, by working with us, there's some things that you used to believe are not were not possible, but now you believe that they're possible? By a show of hands. 100%. 100%. Now, y'all can't see everybody on the screen probably because I got my PowerPoint up, but there's a lot of hands going up. Principle number two is the picture principle. Those of you who are in our inner circle, those of you who are in coaching with us, you can download this whole series that I'm in. If you missed some of these principles, I've been teaching on each one of these principles. This is session number five. And or maybe actually six, because I think I did an opening session and then I did each one of the principles. But the principle number two is the picture principle, which says a compelling picture imagines phenomenal performance. And here's the question. What do you see? You see, you have to be able to see the destination in your mind before arriving at the destination, as Mr. Ziglar said. You have to see yourself winning. You have to see yourself performing. If you can't see it, you need to have a coach. You need to have people around you that see you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If your picture, if your vision doesn't energize you, John Maxwell says that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that an inspiring picture that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, energizing you to do everything, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. So if you're not finding yourself engaged, it's either something that you don't really want, but you think you're supposed to do, or you don't believe that you can get there. We need to work on our belief systems. Number three is the purpose principle. Knowing your purpose inspires phenomenal performance. Why do you do what you do? You know, this is one of the most important ones because we can have vision, we can have wants, we can have desires, but if we don't understand why we're doing what we're doing, we're not going to get through the hard stuff. If you don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, the passion's not going to be there. If your team is just going to work every day, just you know, punching the buttons and just, you know, grooming the dogs or, you know, hi, Mindy, or, you know, turning the wrenches or, you know, cleaning something, drying something, fixing something, putting it in data or filing, they're going to get bored. All of us are going to get bored. Okay. But when we remember that every keystroke, every script, every thing that we do has a purpose. You got to understand how what you do actually helps people. Our team members need to understand the purpose of what we do. That's where the inspiration really comes from. So I know I can do it. I know I have potential. And we also have to teach our people that they can do it. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is hiring people and then just constantly reminding them of all the things that they can't do. How dumb is that? Okay. My friend Jim McDonough is like, okay, Howard, I don't know what side of the bed he woke up on today, but can I just listen? There's so much at stake here that I mean, I'm not even old yet, and I'm just getting, to where it's like, I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you. Hilton Grand Vacations calling me. Should I answer the phone and book a vacation? Think about it. We hire people and then constantly tell them what they can't do. And if we don't tell them, we show them, oh, let me do that. I can do that better than you. Teach them the why. It is better to teach your team members the why before you even show them the how. You know why? Because when they know the why, they'll find out the how. When you know the why, your why, you'll find the way. Now, there's better ways to do things. So there is a how. We're going to get into the process principle and talk about systems here in a couple of weeks, might be next week. And of course, when you come to our boot camp and you get involved with us, it's all about systems. But listen, if I'm not energized, I'm not inspired, I'm not like, I don't understand the why, then I'm going to be less willing to use those systems. Does that make sense? And principle number four, this is the one we're going to talk about today. Okay. Yes, this is session five. Okay. Principle four, session five. This is so huge. It's so big that I almost, when I put this training together and when I wrote the book, FTI, I almost made this one the first one. And the reason I almost made this one the first one is because, as our good friend Dave Anderson likes to say, if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. Too many, I'm so passionate about this because so too many people in small business have given up on their dream because they can't find good people. We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to challenge you on that today. And I almost made it number one because when you put the right people around you, they will help you believe. At the conference, I did a session on the five waypoints or the five stages of growth. And every step of the way, it's been people who believed in me, who helped me see myself. The right people influence phenomenal performance because when you have the right people around you, then they will see your gifts, they will support you, they'll encourage you, and they'll help you be accountable to be your best self. So let's talk about that. I wrote another book called The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. We need community. We were created to experience community. So we need the right faith community so we have the right belief systems. We need the right family members. And if we don't feel like we have the right family members, we got to become the right family member. Right. I mean, I think about my son and just the trouble that we had for so many years. And we'll both be quick to tell you it's my fault. I wasn't there for him like I needed to be as a father. I admit it. I hate it. I regret it. But God, wow. So what I am doing with him and what I'm doing with my grandkids now is making sure that we are all there for our grandkids, that they have the support, the encouragement, the accountability. And those are the three keys to community, by the way. If we don't have the right family members, let's be the right family member. You can't change anybody, but how many of you know that if you don't change, nobody else is going to change? But if you go first, at least you're opening the door, right? At least you're doing what you're supposed to do. Can I get an amen on that one? A yes or a yes? Jody Pangle, good to see you, sir. Long time no see, Mr. Keith Miller. Okay, I got to brag on Jeremy and Stephanie. Jeremy Overturf, y'all see him here. Okay, so Jeremy and Stephanie decided to start building systems, build a team, built a company. Jeremy, was it easy building a team?
No, there's a lot of ups and downs. Every time I thought I had it figured out, life told me otherwise.
Yeah. But see, what had happened was they persevered. They stayed in the game. And as a result, they sold their company for a ton of money, just doing everything that we teach to do. They just followed the process. But what I love today is not only are they, able to just travel and do whatever they want to do, but their little girl is with them all the time. I love that. I love that. We need the right. Amen, brother. We need the right coaches. We need the right consultants. We need the right mentors. I would not be sitting here had it not been for my mentors, my spiritual mentor who...
Hey, Bobby, how are you? You're doing phenomenal. It's only getting better, huh? I wouldn't expect anything less. That's it, right?
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's awesome. Steve, haven't seen you in forever. Steve, how are you?
I know it's been like a couple days.
I know it feels like yesterday, right? But at the same time, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Mindy, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Super duper. Thanks for asking. And phenomenal. Man. Don't yell.
Ah, see, I was about to say, man, we set it up. It was all ready to go. So I'll tell you what, for all the folks that are joining us, as you can hear, we've been saying the word phenomenal a lot. I don't know if some of you saw a funny picture that was posted on Howard's Facebook. We were hanging out with the Chrismans, and one of their daughters, I can't remember which one, was taking a picture of just a funny face. And so the joke was, this is the face that Howard makes when people say something other than phenomenal when somebody's asked how they're doing. So it's a funny picture. Go in there and find it out. Do me a favor. Let's open it up for some good news. As you guys are joining us, please do me a favor. Either type it in, hit unmute, totally up to you. Give us your win. What's your win for the last 7 days? Let's make sure we have something good in there to share. You can just unmute and talk to me, or you can just type it in. But let us know what is your win. Those of you that are joining us for the first time, Howard's going to join us here in just a bit. I just want to say welcome to today's call. I'm so glad you guys are on here, that you're joining us for a bit. But I'd love to hear also from you. Type it in and let us know some of your wins. So, Steve, you want to give us your win?
See, I got to spend a whole day with somebody that I admire on Thursday. And we started our level 10. We had our level 10 meeting this morning. We were only a minute overdue. A little bit of tension. We documented some stuff and it went good. and I'm phenomenal. I got my bracelet.
And you are on it, right? That's fantastic. I love it. All right. Yeah, that's beautiful. Who wants to go next? Give us your wins. Patrick, I see you're like dying over there, man. I know you got something good. Ever since the conference and implementing stuff, you're probably like rocking and rolling. So what you got? Talk to us.
I was actually typing it. I was just going to say that since I got back from the conference, I've implemented some new things. I've been reading the book from Dave Anderson. I'm excelling your excellence. And I've been waking up earlier with intent. So I've been up before 6 every day. And I've been reading for at least an hour a night. So for me, that's a huge win. I've been stacking those wins, making my bed with intent. And it's just been making me feel a lot better. So my days have been really smooth. So a lot of wins, but been really good.
Man, that's awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome. Yes. And I see some of y'all are typing it in, completing my employee handbooks. Melissa, great job. Richard, Oklahoma City hiring ex-cons. That's perfect. By the way, Ellen Rohr, she's done a lot for folks that are in jail that, you know, she would jokingly say anybody else who gives a hard time. How many of you, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time in your life, you'd probably be in that same place as they are. And then everybody was like, yeah, okay, got it. So you know what? She goes in there, she helps them out, and many of them come out and they got nowhere to go. So they could at least start a business, make a difference, change their lives, change communities, and that is just phenomenal. Sold 25,000 worth of landscaping in the last 24 hours. Joshua, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You just change your mindset in 24 hours, you make that happen. That is fantastic. I love it. Richard finished 70 phenomenal years yesterday. Does that mean happy birthday is due? Happy birthday, Richard. Oh, man, how cool. Sarah got several PRDs and position agreements done. That is awesome. And Jeff hired a new team member, started yesterday. So far, he is fitting right in. Man, I love that. I love all that good stuff coming in. So anybody else want to share on audio? I know everybody can keep typing it in. But yeah. I want to hear from somebody else. Take it away, Greg.
San Diego, you know, I've been maybe 4 years in this program, and I inch ahead, an inch ahead, an inch ahead, but determined to follow the program. And the first thing that happened was what I've been calling my dream team quit. And there was a bit of an upset there, but they basically, there are two experts that work together for their own good, not for the good of the company. And so now I have a clear slate to build the kind of team that we're looking for, an actual dream team. But the other thing is that the last day of January, a sale came in to die for me. It was a $90,000 sale from a loyal customer.
Hopefully not to die for, right? But
yeah, kind of.
I had to.
by dying, we attain eternal life, right? But
right.
To have a January is always our very worst month. And this one, we brought in $120,000 in sales for doing in this as we get away from this cold weather. So
that's what I'm talking about, Greg. So it seemed like it was going to be a rough month. Then right towards the end of it, $100,000+ sale. That is just amazing, Greg. Praise God. I love that. Man, I love that. All right, who wants to follow that up? That is fantastic. It almost starts sounding like one of those things where they sell things and see who's got more. What are those things called? I totally blanked on it. Somebody help me out out there.
Yeah, well, I go. I was extremely happy.
Go for it, Anna Maria. Tell us. Yes.
I was extremely happy to see our family again at the conference. It was great to have you all here in our town, Orlando. Looking forward to continue working in launching that Hispanic initiative. I believe this will be a more appropriate niche, the one that we discussed. And we also, on January, surpassed our sales than we were expecting. So thank you so much for that.
Man, praise God. That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. Now, those of you that were not at the conference, you guys got to give us something good. So, David, I'm looking at you, man. Yeah. I saw that smile right there. Oh, perfect timing. You had just typed it in. That was fantastic, David. So, you're sharing the numbers with the team, building engagement with the team. Man, that is phenomenal, dude. I love that. The fact that you're getting the team on board, everybody recognizing the numbers, what they're all about, and what the bottom line means, and what it at the end of the day means for them too. That is awesome, man. All right. And I saw Benjamin type one in during the conference. Brian Tracy showed the book goals. Got it. I read once and we'll reread again and again. So you read the whole book already. That is beautiful, man. And you're showing it right there. Yes, you did read it, man. I love it. All right. Well, without further ado, we got Howard in the house. Howard, take it away. Lead us, guide us.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay,
Phenomenal.
yes, every week our coaching community gathers here on Tuesday morning live to learn the proven systems of a phenomenal business. And one of those systems is building a phenomenal dream team. And so I'm sticking that into a series that we're in today. And I need to go ahead and get started. So I want to welcome those of you who are members. And we've got guests on today, so make them feel welcome. In fact, while we are talking today, while I'm sharing, type in your inner circle testimonial so that we can encourage those who are not members with us yet. Just share where you were and where you're at now. Okay. Where you were, where you are now, based on being in this coaching community. All right. So again, I have a lot to share. So I'm going to go ahead and share my slides here. Let's see. I think this is the one. By the way, give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Talk about a phenomenal dream team. This man is not only like the perfect model team member and human being, but he is also responsible for helping us build this phenomenal dream team that we have. So give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Yes. Okay. We are in a series right now, and it's called FTI. The whole reason that we're here in a coaching platform and a coaching community is because the number one reason people don't reach their biggest dreams and goals, the number one reason that small businesses don't grow, the number one reason that we don't excel is because small business owners fail to implement. Team members fail to implement. How many of you would agree by a show of hands, and you can practice that digital hand if you want? How many of you would agree that if you could just get everything that you already know to do, that you know already know how to do, you could get that done, you'd be more successful? All those things. How many of you would agree that if your team members were able to get all the things done that they already know to do, that you'd be more successful? Yes. So we call that failure to implement. And I am in, this is the fifth week of our sessions on our class, our series on failure to implement the 10 principles of phenomenal performance for success in business and in life. And so I want to just do a quick review before we jump into today's subject. And that is that, first of all, it starts with a question. Why do we not implement? We don't implement because we don't have a vision. We don't implement because we don't have desire. Mr. Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill, anybody who's anybody says that the secret ingredient of success is desire. Desire comes from a vision. And we don't have a good vision, or we don't pursue that vision. We don't do the things that we need to do to reach that vision because of limiting belief systems. 90% of your beliefs are not taught, they're caught. 90% of your beliefs are hidden. It's like an iceberg. You only see the top part. But the fact is that you know what you believe by what you do. So that's the next question is, what do you believe? Because the fact is that human beings do what human beings believe. You got to be before you can do. You got to do before you can have. If you want to have a different business, then you want to have a different life, you got to do things differently. But in order to consistently do things differently, you have to become a different person. You have to live by principles, positive principles. Sanjay, if you can help me, somebody's drawing on my screen.
Ah, yes.
I don't know how that's happening, but anyway. If it's Gigi or Eli, just that's okay. Let them just do it. Those are my grandkids, for those that you don't know me. It's not, they're not on there doing that. But anyway, how many of you have noticed that people who have a high level of belief in anything, whatever, regardless of what it is, that their performance is intensified? Like when you know that you're going to win, when you know that you got this, because you believe in certain principles, that you're going to live with a level of intensity. And because of that, you're going to perform. We got to perform in order to win. Our team has to perform in order for us to win. So adopting positive principles intensifies phenomenal performance. What do you believe? Just look at what you do or don't do. Now, is there some how involved? Sure. Is there some strategies involved and some skills involved? Yes. Do you have to train and do you have to learn some things? Yes. But we already agreed that if you just did all that, if you did all that you already know to do and your team did all that they already know to do, you would be more successful. In other words, it's all about performance. And that's why we're going through the 10 principles of phenomenal performance. The first one is what we call the potential principle, which says understanding your potential impacts phenomenal performance. The question is, who do you think you are? Oh, I could never have a big business like that. Oh, I can't find good people. Oh, that's not me. Ooh, listen, every single person on planet Earth has a certain level of stinking thinking, as Mr. Zig Ziglar says. We need to check up from the neck up. And if you actually knew your potential, it would scare you to death. Mr. John Maxwell talks about the leadership lid, right? We all have a leadership lid. Oh, I could never do what so-and-so does. Listen, what one man can do, another can do. What one woman can do, another can do. By the way, Mr. Ziglar also said, you cannot consistently perform inconsistent with how you see yourself. You cannot consistently perform inconsistent with how you see yourself. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. So we have to work on our belief systems. One of the reasons that we're here, one of the reasons that we have the Howard Partridge Inner Circle, one of the reasons that we do coaching is because through coaching, our beliefs expand. How many of you would say, by a show of hands or digital hands, by working with us, there's some things that you used to believe were not possible, but now you believe that they're possible? By a show of hands, 100%, 100%. Now, y'all can't see everybody on the screen probably because I got my PowerPoint up, but there's a lot of hands going up. Principle number two is the picture principle. Those of you who are in our inner circle, those of you who are in coaching with us, you can download this whole series that I'm in. If you missed some of these principles, I've been teaching on each one of these principles. This is session number 5. And maybe actually six, because I think I did an opening session and then I did each one of the principles. But the principle number two is the picture principle, which says a compelling picture imagines phenomenal performance. And here's the question. What do you see? You see, you have to be able to see the destination in your mind before arriving at the destination, as Mr. Ziegler said. You have to see yourself winning. You have to see yourself performing. If you can't see it, you need to have a coach. You need to have people around you that see you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If your picture, if your vision doesn't energize you, John Maxwell says that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future, that an inspiring picture that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, energizing you to do everything, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. So if you're not finding yourself engaged, it's either something that you don't really want, but you think you're supposed to do, or you don't believe that you can get there. We need to work on our belief systems. Number three is the purpose principle. Knowing your purpose inspires phenomenal performance. Why do you do what you do? You know, this is one of the most important ones, because we can have vision, we can have wants, we can have desires, but if we don't understand why we're doing what we're doing, we're not going to get through the hard stuff. If you don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, the passion's not going to be there. If your team is just going to work every day, just, you know, punching the buttons and just, you know, grooming the dogs, or, you know, hi, Mindy, or, you know, turning the wrenches, or, you know, cleaning something, drying something, fixing something, putting it in data or filing, they're going to get bored. All of us are going to get bored. Okay? But when we remember that every keystroke, every script, every thing that we do has a purpose. You got to understand how what you do actually helps people. Our team members need to understand the purpose of what we do. That's where the inspiration really comes from. So I know I can do it. I know I have potential. And we also have to teach our people that they can do it. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is hiring people and then just constantly reminding them of all the things that they can't do. How dumb is that? Okay. My friend Jim McDonough is like, okay, Howard, he, I don't know what side of the bed he woke up on today, but can I just, listen, there's so much at stake here that I mean, I'm not even old yet, and I'm just getting, you know, to where it's like, I got to tell you. Hilton Grand Vacations calling me. Should I answer the phone and book a vacation? Think about it. We hire people and then constantly tell them what they can't do. And if we don't tell them, we show them, oh, let me do that. I can do that better than you. Teach them the why. It is better to teach your team members the why before you even show them the how. You know why? Because when they know the why, they'll find out the how. When you know the why, your why, you'll find the way. Now, there's better ways to do things. So there is a how. We're going to get into the process principle and talk about systems here in a couple weeks, might be next week. And of course, when you come to our boot camp and you get involved with us, it's all about systems. But listen, if I'm not energized, I'm not inspired, I'm not like, I don't understand the why, then I'm going to be less willing to use those systems. Does that make sense? And principle number four, this is one we're going to talk about today, okay? Yes, this is session five, okay? Principle four, session five. This is so huge. It's so big that I almost, when I put this training together and when I wrote the book, FTI, I almost made this one the first one. And the reason I almost made this one the first one is because, as our good friend Dave Anderson likes to say, if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. Too many, I'm so passionate about this because so too many people in small business have given up on their dream because they can't find good people. We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to challenge you on that today. And I almost made it number one because if you put, when you put the right people around you, they will help you believe. At the conference, I did a session on the five waypoints or the five stages of growth. And every step of the way, there's been people who believed in me, who helped me see myself. The right people influence phenomenal performance, because when you have the right people around you, then they will see your gifts, they will support you, they'll encourage you, and they'll help you be accountable to be your best self. So let's talk about that. I wrote another book called The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. We need community. We were created to experience community. So we need the right faith community so we have the right belief systems. We need the right family members. And if we don't feel like we have the right family members, we got to become the right family member, right? I mean, I think about my son and just the trouble that we had for so many years. And we'll both be quick to tell you, it's my fault. I wasn't there for him like I needed to be as a father. I admit it. I hate it. I regret it. But God. Wow. So what I am doing with him and what I'm doing with my grandkids now is making sure that we are all there for our grandkids, that they have the support, the encouragement, the accountability. And those are the three keys to community, by the way. If we don't have the right family members, let's be the right family member. You can't change anybody, but how many of you know that if you don't change, nobody else is going to change? But if you go first, at least you're opening the door, right? At least you're doing what you're supposed to do. Can I get an amen on that one? A yes or a yes? Jody Pangle, good to see you, sir. Long time no see, Mr. Keith Miller. I got to brag on Jeremy and Stephanie. Jeremy Overturf, y'all see him here. Okay, so Jeremy and Stephanie decided to start building systems, build a team, built a company. Jeremy, was it easy building a team?
No, there's a lot of ups and downs. Every time I thought I had it figured out, life told me otherwise.
Yeah. But see, what happened was, they persevered. They stayed in the game. And as a result, they sold their company for a ton of money, just doing everything that we teach to do. They just followed the process. But what I love today is not only are they, able to just travel and do whatever they want to do, but their little girl is with them all the time. I love that. We need the right. Amen, brother. We need the right coaches. We need the right consultants. We need the right mentors. I would not be sitting here had it not been for my mentors, my spiritual mentor who also studied business and said, Howard, you need the e-myth. What's an e-myth? You got chaos in your business. You need systems. People like Mr. Rick Jones, who taught me leadership, who till this day holds me accountable, and he also encourages me, and he also supports me. See, those are the three keys to community: support, encouragement, and accountability. I'm here for you. You're as good as any of them and better than most. And Bubba, you need to do this. You need to think about that. Yes, sir. I wouldn't be debt-free today if it hadn't been for Ellen Rohr. We need the right peers. We need to be hanging out with the right people. These are the right people right here in the Inner Circle community. How many of y'all there have in your industry, there's kind of like a negative funk out there in the industry that, you know, like, I don't know about you, but in our industry, they got these Facebook groups where everybody, they get out there and gripe and complain and pick on each other. It's like junior high school. I've been screenshotting some of the ridiculous things that they say on some of these forums. I can't even say some of them right here in mixed company. And at some point, I'm going to use some of these things in marketing. Y'all know that even if you're posting on a private Facebook group that anybody can, like your competitors, can screenshot that and send it out, right? Yeah, does everybody know that here? Like, anything you do online is gonna get publicized one way or another. So we need business owners around us. We need winners around us. This is why I love we have conferences and we have small groups, we have pods, so that we can all, if somebody comes in with stinking thinking, guess what? They're going to get a checkup from the neck up from our community. Hey, man, you don't need to believe that. You can change that. And, of course, we need the right team members, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I wrote a book called How to Build a Phenomenal Dream Team That Can Run Your Business For You. You can grab it right on Amazon. And the reason that I wrote this book is not just because I've done it, not just because I've helped people like Jeremy do it, not because Sherry Perry has learned from this community how to do it, not because John Torres took it and built his business from zero to $47 million a year, not because just because we've helped people all over the world do this, but I tend to take action when I get tired, when I get frustrated, when I get just bent out of shape about something, when I start seeing that people are believing the lies. I got tired of so many people making this statement right here. Tell me if this sounds familiar. I can't find good people. Nobody wants to work. Government pays them more than I can pay them. Just shut it down. Just shut it down. Well, Howard, you don't understand. In my area, you know, the more that people are struggling, the more they're looking for a savior. That just came to me. You can write that down. You can tweet it. It just came to me. The more desperate people are, the better you look. If you do it right. By the way, why don't we, how about if we do this? How about if we take the two words, I can't, out of my vocabulary, out of our vocabulary. How'd that be? Stop saying I can't. Stop blaming everything on the economy, on Donald Trump or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or the weather or whatever, and stop saying, I can't. You can say, I won't, if you know yourself well. Like, there's some areas that I know that I should, and I know enough about myself that I probably won't, unless I have what? A dream team around me to continue to encourage me. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And if you don't, here's what's going to happen. All right. Exercise. Man, I hate exercising. I shouldn't say that. See, I just messed myself up. How about this? I'm learning to appreciate what exercise will do for me. I'll be around for my grandkids, and let's go through all the benefits, okay? Stop saying I can't. Will you do that for me? How many of you are in on that deal? And if you slip up, like I just slipped up, you correct yourself. You can say, I don't know how yet. I don't know how yet. Michael Keith on the line. What's up, buddy? Thinking about you guys yesterday. I don't know how yet. Who knows how? There's a concept. Who knows how to do this? The fact is, you can. As y'all know, I started my first company out of the trunk of my car, and look at these beautiful people. I have a phenomenal dream team that runs millions of dollars, multi-million dollar business. They run it day in, day out. I don't do anything. I don't do anything. Like, I haven't even been to my, I own the building. I still have an office. I kind of have this little deal where as long as I own the business 100%, even if I'm never there, that my name is still on my door in my office. You know, I don't want them to forget me. And of course I have communication with them. You know, but mainly just with my two directors, which is Johan Oaks and Scott right there. Okay. You can do this. You can do this. It's nothing about my area. People in my area say, oh, can't find good people. People in my area, oh, you can't charge that. People in my area. And of course, this is Team Phenomenal. Mr. Rick Jones on deck here was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years, owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years. Oh, somebody's still drawing on my screen. Look at that. Wonder if I could erase that myself. Eraser. There it goes. Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Thanks, Chief. Okay. Why is he attracted to our team? Because we're doing something special. Santiago started with me when he's 17 years old. He's 41, almost 42. He'll be with me 25 years. The man who just said, I got it, is Josiah. He's been with us for, Josiah, almost what, 3 years?
Yep, 3 years in March.
Had you ever built a website? In March, cool. Had you ever built a website before you started with it?
No, sir.
Okay. And now people are asking us, like, who are you using to build your websites? 23-year-old who never built a website before in his life. This young man right here, I'm going to say something about Austin here in just a second, okay? So you've heard this, get the right people on the bus and then get them in the right seat, right? By the way, this is one of my goals, is to get somebody to build this bus for me. Wouldn't that be cool? The Partridge Family bus. Now that's supposed to make you smile a little bit. But don't worry, my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either. Okay, so get the right people on the bus, then get them in the right seat. This is our organizational chart that is a tool that, and I know that some of y'all were at conference and you already heard this, like you've heard this three times. You watched this presentation three times in the last, I don't know, 6 months. Why do I keep sharing it with you? Because this is the key. If you have a dream but no team, you got to give up the dream, build up the team. I'm here to help you get your dream. So you need a team. You need a phenomenal dream team. So to just work through this org chart real quick, you have the five systems: leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. Leadership, everything you do to communicate your vision. Marketing, everything you do to generate prospects. Sales, everything you do to convert those prospects into paying customers. Operations, everything you do to convert customers into clients. Everything you do to serve your clients. And then administration, everything you do to track the stats. Well, we got to plan the business. We got to manage it. Somebody's got to do this stuff. So that is basically 15 hats. 15 hats. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why you feel like a slave to your business sometime. Okay? So the key is to build systems and get the right people to fill in from the bottom and then the middle and then eventually the top. Now, you can have a nice business. If you don't want to really work in the business, you don't like management like me. I'm a good manager for about 10 seconds. I'm not a manager. I'm a leader. There's a difference between a manager and a leader. A leader develops people. Managers get stuff done. You don't want a bunch of entrepreneurs in the management role. You want operators. You want people who will take what the visionary puts, an integrator, an implementer. That's what you want. And by the way, where are those people going to come from? Right here. Right here. Another thing we teach here that we use here is the DISC model of human behavior. You got to understand what DISC profile you need for each of these areas. Okay, what's the right profile for your business, your type of business? For each of these positions. Okay. Next question is, what kind of person are you looking for? I want y'all to help me on this one. Type in what kind of Richard Hicks. Okay, there you go. All right, cool. All right. So, what kind of people are y'all looking for? Just type them in. What's a good trait of a phenomenal team member? Type it in real quick for me. Just type in some words. Okay, Edwin, he's a student, humble, hungry, and smart. That's what Patrick Lencioni says in his book called The Ideal Team Player. Alyssa, people who follow our mission. Greg Burney, McBurney, sorry. Excited, teachable, wants to go somewhere with life. Megan, problem solvers. Anita, flexible, faithful, excellent character. Stacy, Heidi, and honest. Let's just get her done. Aiden, honest. Delora, excellent communicator. Patrick, happy, prompt, honest, fit into our culture. Michael Keith, can-do attitudes. Sarah, open feedback and willing to learn and grow with the team. Happy, smart. Nancy, happy, smart, honest, teachable. Stephanie, depends on the position you're hiring, but in general, someone willing to learn, to learn, happy and honest. Andy, smell good. Okay, don't make me go there, but it is true. Okay, so here's basically what you said. In essence, you said you want someone who's been successful in life. The Cadre Kids delivered a fine young man who's 19 years old to our community, and I hope that he stays with us. But how do you measure success with a 19-year-old. There's something in their background that they've accomplished. They're not in jail, haven't gone to jail. They haven't gotten in trouble. They're successful doesn't mean that they're college graduate or, you know, they, you know, or anything like that. It just means that they have been successful as a human so far. By the way, if you can get to 19 and be successful as a human, you got a good start in this culture. So give it up for Kirk and Angie and the cadre kids. That's what I'm talking about. Good work ethic. That young man has been to my house twice. I've been having some stuff done and got my garage cleaned out, got some stuff pressure washed. And so Johan brought a couple guys out and he was one of them. And man, they work. Positive attitude, great appearance, intelligent, honest and trustworthy, loyal, organized. They take initiative and you're looking for a potential leader. By the way, if you're going to grow your business, then you need to hire potential leaders. And everybody in the company is a leader because everybody can have influence on someone else. However, if you want people to grow so that they can replace you and they can grow up in your company, then they need to have leadership ability, which means that they are emotionally aware. That's what smart means. Smart means... So let's start with humble, humble, hungry, smart. They're humble. In other words, they don't think more of themselves than they should. They're hungry means that they want to grow. Don't try to move people up that don't want to move up. Don't try to move people up. Just because somebody's a great technician doesn't mean that they're going to be a great manager. Just because they're a great manager doesn't mean that they're going to be a good director. Okay. So we got to think through this. A leader is someone who is able to influence others, and you can only influence others if you have some self-awareness, some awareness of others, and that's what smart means, people smart. I know how I'm coming across to people. Have y'all noticed that some people have no clue how they're coming across to people? Have y'all noticed that some people don't care how they're coming across to other people? That's a real bad attitude that we've got in our culture today. Well, nobody's the boss of me. I do what I want and when I want and how I want. And, you know, if anybody's got a problem with it, hey, this is United States of America. It's true. Dress however you want. You can call yourself whatever you want. You can groom yourself however you want or not. You can then look like whatever you want to look like. But it doesn't mean I got to hire you. And more than likely, you probably won't get hired. You won't get hired at Chick-fil-A if you got horns coming out of your head. I mean, like, literally, what kind of culture are we in? Did y'all know that, like, some people have, like, had horns implanted? I saw a guy at the airport one time with horns, and he was all tatted up like a reptile. I don't know how you get there. But I can't send an iguana out to serve my clients, you know? Or as Mr. Rick Jones calls a linguana. Remind me to tell you the joke of when we were in Puerto Rico together. Okay, so someone who's humble, who's hungry, they want to grow. You're looking for people who want to grow. Those people want to grow. Hey, I want to do more. I want to do more. Don't like tamp them down. Okay, great. Let me get you some training. Let me put you in some leadership development. Let's get you some leadership skill. Give them, as Dave Ramsey says, let them master the rope. Give them a little bit of rope, some more rope, some more rope, some more rope. You don't get all the rope at one time. Some of y'all, now understand that I'm talking to two different people today, right? I'm talking to y'all that are involved with us, been involved with us for a long time. and I'm just reminding you. But some of the statements that I'm about to say, that like the one I'm about to say right now, is for our guest. Some of y'all think that you're just going to find somebody who could just automatically take over your whole business, and you can just go to the beach and let them handle it. Ain't gonna happen. Because if you find a person like that, they're gonna have their own business. But what you can find is you can find people that you can systematically move up to where you have one or more people that are operating as an operator, as a manager. And then eventually, if you want to get turnkey, you can have an integrator, or I like to have more than one integrator. I don't like the general manager model because it's too much of a bottleneck. So I have a marketing manager, sales manager, operations manager, admin manager. Maybe there's one person that's an integrator that's, in the traction model, is the visionary, then the integrator, and then sales and marketing, operations, administration. That's your org chart. And if you go find somebody outside, a manager, they may not fit your culture. And how do your team members feel when some new joker from the outside comes in and starts telling your people what to do? Even if you bring somebody in from the outside, move them up through the process. Have them get integrated in the culture, assimilated in the culture first. Make sense? Go like this for yes. Okay, perfect. All right, now, here's where I'm going to challenge you. You ready? What kind of person are they looking for? They want to be connected with somebody successful. You don't have to wear a, I don't even wear a tie and a pinstripe suit and cufflinks anymore. So don't worry about that picture. Just disregard the man behind the screen. Okay. Are you walking around complaining about your business? Oh, I don't want to be a part of that. Do you have a good work ethic? Nobody wants to work with somebody who's lazy. Do you have a positive attitude? Are you complaining about the weather and complaining about this and complaining about that? Do you have a great appearance? You know that when I was building my service company, I wouldn't go anywhere without without being dressed appropriately to run into a prospect or a client, because I very well might run into somebody at the grocery store. Oh, hi, Mrs. Smith. I haven't shaved yet. I mean, my favorite outfit is a bathing suit, and that's it, and that's scary. But I don't want to run into my prospect or client. I haven't shaven, and I got flip-flops on and a bathing suit. It's like, Now, fortunately for me, I don't work in the company anymore, and, some people in Houston, they don't think I own the company anymore. They're like, oh, I think he sold it a long time ago. Anyway, people don't want to be associated with a slob. It's just, can I just put it that way? They don't want to work with someone who doesn't have any intelligence. You don't have to be the smartest person around. Listen, I'm from Lower Alabama. I'm not that sharp sometimes, but I got something going. And okay, so you got to have a little bit of smarts about you. Study. See all those books behind me? I've read over 1,000 books. I don't know if that's a lot, but it sounds like a lot to me. I counted one time. Does that sound like a lot of books? I read two books last week. Oh, y'all are studiers. Well, when you get to, 2,000, 3,000, you can talk to me. Y'all are so snobby, you know it? I'm testing out copying. Y'all aren't helping me very much. Okay. Someone wants to, they want to work with someone who's honest and trustworthy. What's your track record? You talk about cheating on your taxes. You talk about, cheating a customer. Can they trust you? Are you loyal to them? Are you organized? Now, this is a tough one for entrepreneurs. Like, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for me. I'm very organized, but don't look at my desk because I got junk piled up everywhere. I don't need that stuff, though, okay? I don't need it. That's why it's just sitting there. Everything that I need, it is hard for me to find a specific book of one of those, you know, 1,500 books I got in here. So I probably should organize them in the Dewey Decimal System. I probably need to get Sarah Marion's kids down here to do that for me. They want someone who takes initiative. Who wants to work with a leader who can't make a decision? Oh, and guess what? They want to work with a leader. They're looking for a leader. So go out there, be the leader so that you can find and attract the people. Now, guess what? You have a reputation. You have a reputation. What's your reputation as a business owner? My friend Joseph Michelli wrote The Starbucks Experience. He's an international branding expert. He's worked with Mercedes-Benz, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. As a leader, as a business owner, you have a personal brand. The brand is you. Also, consider this. Do you really need full time? One of the areas that we hire in often is referral marketing. And I like part-timers, college students. Aliki was a college student, worked for us through college, became our marketing director, and was with us about 10 years. Soccer mom, they want to work 4 hours a 4 hours a day. They want to drop their kids off. They want to go to an office and work or go out and sell or market or whatever and network or whatever and then pick their kids up at 2 o'clock. Maybe someone who's retired. This lady was one of our clients and she was retired. And the lady in front of her, I didn't hire the lady in front of her, bless her heart, but she took her mama with her. Everywhere she went on all the referral calls, her mama would, you know, help, you know, create the little, you know, goodie baskets and stuff. And there was a lady who did confirmation calls and thank you calls for our company for probably 5 years. She got in a little trouble and didn't have a driver's license, but she had Wi-Fi and a cell phone. And then you can also outsource a lot of stuff. Outsource your accounting, for example. Outsource your bookkeeping. You know, it sometimes it's just easier to outsource. You can't outsource everything, but you can outsource a lot of stuff. So question is, do they have to be an employee? Do they have to even be an employee? Do you have to have full time? With full time people, there's benefits, there's overtime, there's a lot of issues. You're making a big commitment. Part time. Now there's benefits to, you know, making that commitment, having full-time people. I got a lot of full-time people. You're committed to them. They're committed to you. But just think outside of the box. Are there people that you can contract? I'll give you a great example of this. When I was growing, I was getting a lot of business because I know a little bit about marketing. And my schedule would get so full that we couldn't handle it. So I started using a guy as a subcontractor. He didn't have any letters on his truck. So we got some vinyl letters and slapped them on his truck. He would come help us on big jobs. His name, Scott Zach, who ended up becoming one of my partners for 8 years, who runs my whole financial world today. Subcontractor. Okay, step one is how do you find them? Well, let me tell you something. You don't. You don't have to go looking for people. They're all around you. Scratch that out. Instead of step one being finding them, notice them. When you're at the grocery store, put your cell phone down and talk to the cashier or the bag boy. They're usually not talking to you, they're talking to each other. So break that up and say, hey guys, how's it going today? What's your name? What's your story? If they're positive, hey, my name's Howard. Always looking for great people. Can we exchange numbers? So you got to get out there and network. The most valuable skill you have as a business owner is the ability to build relationships. Get out there and network. I have a kid who went to my house in Destin last night. I won a big water treatment package at the conference, and they delivered it yesterday. So I got a guy down there. I called him up. He went down there last night, put everything in the garage, locked the house up. This kid is ready to come to work for us. How did I find him? He's on the side of the road. His name is Kyle. He loves, just loves our culture, just ready to go. Humble, hungry, super smart. He just turned 21. Guess what? I'm going to hire that kid. I'm going to hire that kid. We offer a referral reward program for new team members. Start if you have team members and you have good people, then start with them. I used to go into our team meetings and I had we offered a $300 reward. I would up that nowadays, maybe make it 500. You could probably be ahead of the game offering $1,000 as long as they're there for 90 days and they. You give them a little bit when they're hired, successfully hired. Then you give them a little bit more when they're there. Their referral is there 90 days, and then you give them, 30 days. Then you give them the rest 90 days. So back then, back in the day, it was $300. I just happen to have some hundreds sitting here. Howard, why you got, cash just laying around on your desk? Look at that. With all that cash. Because it's fake money and I have a money gun. But anyway, it's good for a prop, okay? So I would just come into the meeting with $300 in my hand. I wouldn't say a word. I just hold it up, play with it a little bit. The eyes start getting bigger. And I'd be like, who wants this? Then I'd walk around the room and let people touch it. You can't take it, but you can touch it. Okay. And so who wants this? I do. I do. Okay. Great. I need people. Start sending me some people. How many of y'all know that money talks? Reach out to your clients. We have gotten, you got to be specific on what you're looking for. Now, we hire people without experience and we train them. So reach out to your clients. This is one of the reasons you should have a good CRM and you should have all your clients on a database. Referral sources. Listen, you're out there, hopefully, should be building relationships with referral sources and, they got good people. You let them know that you're looking for people. You don't steal their people, of course, but maybe they've had a interviewed someone that they couldn't hire for some reason. They don't have enough openings or something like that. Have you ever thought about that? Some people use ads. I'm not a big person on ads, but I know a lot of people do that. Whatever you do, do it well. And then, of course, in some arenas that we work a lot in the restoration industry and recruiting's a big thing there. The only thing I don't like about that is someone who gets recruited many times, oftentimes will leave you in 6 months for a better opportunity. Anyway, so I like the first ones before the ads and the recruiter myself. If you're a believer, have you prayed? And I'm not even convinced that even if you don't know God, that if you pray, that He might not just give you what you want. I'll let you theologians play with that one. But I was coaching a guy one time and he was, like trying to find somebody and whatever. And I just stopped in mid-coaching and said, "Wait a minute. Have you prayed about this?" He said, "Matter of fact, I haven't." We prayed right then. The next day, he came across somebody. Austin. This is a true statement. I did not know it at the time. I didn't know it until Austin was with me maybe a year or so. We're in Orlando. We had done a conference and we're sitting out by the pool. Sun's going down. He says, "Chief, there's something I need to tell you." I said, "What is it?" He said, "When I was working at the butcher shop and your email came through, see, I reached out to my clients looking for somebody. I had been praying." Get this, you ready for this? He said, "I had been praying for a millionaire mentor." Now, why in the world he was praying for a millionaire mentor, I have no idea, but we have to, on our next trip, we'll have to drill down on that one a little bit. He wasn't praying for a job. He was praying, that's a specific prayer, a millionaire mentor. Now, y'all imagine Austin spending his days cutting meat. Anybody here met Austin Grogan? Come on now. You ready for this? I was also praying. I was praying for someone who could travel with me, that could carry my bags and that could, because I've been traveling for 27 years doing this stuff, almost 27 years. It's a long time, guys. It gets lonely out there on the road. And my wife and I just, we travel together for pleasure. Doesn't work traveling together for work. It just doesn't work. We've been together 43 years, been married 40 years. So guess what God did? He sent me Josiah. And Josiah and I, we took a couple of trips, and actually Josiah worked here for a week. And I realized that Josiah has gifts, but he's not the right fit for that. So therefore, now we have